You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Time is 9:07. It is Wednesday, October the 2nd of 2024. Currently in downtown Wausau, temperature up to 52 degrees under sunny skies. It is hour number two of the Wednesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show. I am Chad Holmes. Coming up here in this hour at 9:21, we'll be talking to Christine Daniels of the Good News Project. She joins us on the first Wednesday of every month in the second hour, and looking forward to having her on. But she's also bringing Jacqueline Tolksdorf of Rise Up, and we'll be talking about plans of a big public art installation of in our area and a whole bunch more. So that's coming up at 9:20 this morning. And then we'll have our daily history lesson as well coming up at the end of the show, our final segment, and that will include our number for the day quiz with Ian Welsh, as Ian will try to get his second correct answer of the week. He is 1 for 2 so far this week. And do you want to know what the topic is? I just took a peek, and it's really it's not really one that I think is all that much fun, but it does bring a laugh. Do you want to know what the topic is for this week? For today,
sure.
I should say.
What is the topic for today?
Deodorant.
Oh, yes.
So, deodorant will be the topic of our number for the day with Ian Welsh coming up at the end of the program.
I got a bad feeling. I know what the question's going to be, but I hope I'm wrong.
Absolutely. Coming up as well later this evening, I want to remind folks it is Wednesday, so that means Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m., another edition of the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction here on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up this evening, I'll be joined by former Wausau West head football coach Jason Foster, and we will have a bunch of special guests, not just one, but two sets of student-athlete guests. We'll also have our coach guest from Wittenberg-Burnwood, the head football coach of the Whitburn Chargers, who are 4-2 on the season, Jason Rick. He'll be joining us coming up at 6:25 this evening. Then in the second hour, we will have two sets of student-athlete guests. At 7:06, we'll be talking to DC Everest senior running back Blake Bankston. He's having an outstanding campaign for the Evergreens, who are 5-1, more than 900 yards rushing in the first six games of the season. So Blake Bankston joining us at 7:06 this evening. And then at 7:25, we will have a pair of girls volleyball performers, Lily Shields from Newman Catholic, and also from the D.C. Everest Evergreens, we'll get an opportunity to talk to Kirsten Hall, as Newman and D.C. Everest coming up next Tuesday night will be playing in a non-conference matchup, but it's more than just the volleyball. It's volley for our neighbors. D.C. Everest and Newman Catholic next Tuesday night at DCE, raising money for the neighbor's place. So we'll talk about that event. We'll talk about the seasons that they are having with their respective teams. and more coming up at 7:25. Again, Lily Shields of New McCathic, Kirsten Hall of DC Everest, our student athlete guest, the second student athlete interview coming up tonight. So a big show tonight, 6 till 8 p.m., big high school sports show here on 98.9 WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Again, good morning to our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
I need to jump in with some breaking news because I was just informed that coming up today, we're going to have a little bit more concerning the issue of the removal of the Dropbox from by Mayor Doug Dinney about a week and a half ago. The Dropbox was returned to its spot in front of City Hall earlier this week on Monday.
Thank goodness for that.
But coming up later today at 12 noon, just got an advisory from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign that Wausau voters will be filing a complaint with the Department of Justice following the removal of the Dropbox by the mayor of Wausau. Wausau voters will appear outside the Department of Justice office in the Western District of Wisconsin to request an investigation into Mayor Doug Dinney's unwarranted removal of the only ballot drop box in Wausau. According to this release from the Democracy Campaign, the voter suppression tactics being utilized to limit drop boxes are rooted in the big lie and are in opposition to Wisconsin values. For years, voters across Wisconsin safely and securely cast their ballots via drop boxes across the state, no matter where we work or what part of the state we call home. According to this media release, working Wisconsinites should be able to vote easily and safely. Making it harder to vote is out of touch with Wisconsin values. And so Wausau voters will be there. The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, SEIU of Wisconsin. Also, All Voting is Local Action, Souls to the Polls, and Community Activists. So quite a few will be joining the Wausau voters who will be delivering a formal request to the Western District of Wisconsin Department of Justice to investigate Mayor Dinney's removal of the city's ballot drop box. And also, those voters and other voting rights advocates will be holding a press conference to underscore those attempts to remove or limit access to ballot drop boxes today at 12 noon. And this will be occurring at in Madison at the U.S. Attorney's Office, Western District of Wisconsin, in Madison. So this just reported to us from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. And apparently the a few folks here in Wausau are trying to continue to push for further investigation of what happened when the mayor removed the Dropbox a week ago Sunday. So it's interesting. And again, one of the things that was put out there very quickly in a statement put out by the city council president was that she had heard that from some folks that they were worried there was going to be no consequences for this, that you can do this where it's outside your purview. And then if you put the box back, well, nothing's going to happen. Well, it was still the wrong thing to do. And we see, and it's not just here in Wausau. We've heard stories in Dodge County where the sheriff of that county went around to different city clerks within the county to try to pressure them not to put any drop boxes out there. And that tactic did work. None of the city clerks in that county have put out any voter drop boxes because of the pressure being put on by the sheriff of that county. We heard the stories that Mayor Dinney had gone to the city clerk, Bernardi, here in Wausau, to push his point of view that we should not have that city drop box here. But the city clerk, based on the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling, is the one that is ultimately responsible for making that decision.
Right.
And she decided, no, we're going to use the city drop box outside of City Hall. And the mayor removed it, and he said it was because it was not secure. And again, I think others have pointed out, but I pointed out as well, that if there's any place in the city of Wausau where a drop box is going to be secure, it is at City Hall. In recent years, the amount of security that's been put in at City Hall has been elevated rather significantly. Mm-hmm. And the cameras are there and the other security measures are there where that box is secure. And also, again, and I think one of the lines as part of this press release that needs to be underlined is The voter suppression tactics being utilized to limit drop boxes are rooted in the big lie. And again, we can continually hear from those on the right, MAGA Republicans, that somehow our elections are not secure, and yet they refuse to bring out any evidence, significant evidence, that these elections have been anything but fair, anything but free, anything but secure, and anything but accurate. And until we actually get some of these folks to bring out evidence, we've heard the Speaker of the House of the United States Congress say that, well, we don't have any evidence, but we just know that that these elections are not being run fairly. We just know it. That again,
that's absolute garbage.
Again, real quickly before I let you jump in here, that again, you're chipping away at public trust at one of our major institutions.
Right.
And when you hear that, and I mentioned yesterday a commentary made by Mr. Conley down the road, talking about how he feels as though that, you know, Doug Dinney, this is all part of a plot to have him removed from office, and that if there's any charges brought by the Marathon County District Attorney's Office, well, there's a bunch of liberals who are part of that office. So again, you're trying to chip away at public confidence, not only in the voting systems, but in the criminal justice system as well. And that has to stop. It has to stop without evidence. If you have evidence that somehow that either the criminal justice system, the Marathon County District Attorney's Office, is being run by a bunch of far-left liberals out to get conservatives, then bring it out. If you have any evidence that these elections are being run unfairly, bring it out. Then we have something to talk about. But if you're like the Speaker of the House that says, well, I just know there's something wrong here, I don't have any evidence, but I know there's something wrong, it just doesn't smell right, well, that is a crime against democracy, in my opinion.
There was no applause, Mr. Conley. The mayor made a conscious choice that he was going to go out there and remove that drop box because that was what he wanted to do. That was his choice. He talked to the clerk. The clerk said no. So he decided that he was going to take it in his own hands because he thought that he had the power to do that, but he didn't. There is no conspiracy. There is no plot here. If you have evidence that supports that, bring it forward and we can see if it's actual evidence. But you can't just assume that, well, this is true because I said it was so, or because my intuition and tells me so. That is the policy of lunatics. I'm sorry to be blunt, but it is. You are embracing this poisonous behavior, and you are ruining our democracy.
This is not a road we want to go down.
Yeah,
frankly, I mean, again, where you see the pillars of our system being chipped away at over and over again, where is this ultimately going to lead? It's going to lead to some very difficult situations where faith goes away. What happens then? Well, the whole system starts to fade away as well.
I apologize for being dramatic.
Coming up, we will have our monthly visit with Christine Daniels of the Good News Project and also Jacqueline Tokstorf of Rise Up. That's coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And it is the first Wednesday of the month, falls on the second day, so very quickly into October. We're very happy to welcome back from the Good News Project, Christine Daniels. Christine, great to see you again.
Good morning.
You said it, you dressed up today.
I did. Just for you.
Well, I think because we have a third guest here as well.
Yeah, that's right. I did it for Jacqueline.
A third person. I'm two guests. One me and two guests. But could you introduce your friend who you brought here to our studio this morning?
I would love to. This is Jacqueline Tolksdorf. She's from Rise Up, another nonprofit in the Wausau community.
Jacqueline, can you tell us a little bit about what Rise Up is? Because obviously we talk a lot about what the Good News Project is. What is Rise Up?
Yeah, so we're a local art nonprofit. We were founded in 2017, so we've been doing murals downtown. You've probably seen a few of them, but you may not know who Rise Up was. We're in an art studio space underneath Whitewater Music Hall. So what we do is we pair artists with other organizations that have impact on our community. So we work on art projects that we can really track has a purpose, has, you know, it's not always just art for art's sake. It's going to impact the community. It's going to do good things and stuff like that. So we've done murals throughout the years, but we're expanding into other mediums. And this is what that project will be about.
Could you give some examples for folks here in Wausau of some of these murals that they may have seen and what they do see, what the meanings are behind them?
Yeah, so our main one is, of course, on our building, the Whitewater Music Hall one, and that was done for and in partner and tandem with the women's community. So an uplifting piece that engaged some of the women in the women's community at the time to kind of go through those struggles and the uplifting moment that you can break free from domestic violence and other issues and stuff like that. If you've been downtown, you've probably always seen the Frontier building that has our Rise Up mural and stuff like that. And yeah, so, you know, we're always kind of around, but, you know, we're trying to get our name more out there and stuff like that.
Fantastic. Yeah. And what's the connection that we're going to talk about here today between Good News and Rise Up?
Yeah, so Rise Up, like I said, is expanding different mediums. And we talked with Good News Project about what kind of your values were, and we were thinking about doing a mural piece, and then a lot of conversations were had about the community and just the melting pot that Wausau is, and a lot of initiatives that you were talking about on the outside of the building kind of matched an artist that we were looking to pair with someone for the future, and that's Raquel Rodrigo in Valencia, Spain. She does one-of-a-kind industrial embroidery. So think of your embroidery cross stitches times 200. one cross is probably the size of two people crisscrossing. So she has a background in fine arts and was an interior designer, was doing a piece for a shop that was small cross stitch. And then a Spanish naval officer walked by and he said, "Hey, you know that grid that you're using for the outside? We use that on naval ships to weave, you know, the different types of ropes we need to dock." So that sparked a new career for her in the arts and being her own studio of doing this giant industrial embroidery pieces. And she's all over Europe and a lot in Spain. She's got one area in Philadelphia, but this would be the first piece anywhere near the Midwest, and the second piece she's done in the U.S. So it's a very exciting project to kind of tie into the Good News Project values and everything.
I was going to ask you, Christine, again, bringing you into this, bringing Good News Project into this, what was the hook, I guess, for Good News here?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Well, as you know, we've been in the middle of a capital campaign since 2019, and part of that was uplifting our space, renovating it, making it more friendly, more safe, making the exterior look a lot nicer. Mm-hmm. So you might remember there was a mural on the east side of our building that had a bunch of children parading across it. And that was kind of, you know, when people are like, "How do I get to your place?" We're like, "Oh, there's a mural there." And during this renovation, we did end up painting over it because we wanted the place to also look upgraded for people to be like, "Oh, I could get clean medical equipment in this place." You know, we really needed a facelift. And as part of that, I've always looked at our loading dock. There's this huge wall that's facing north, and it's right on Fifth Street. So people are going by it every day. They're commuting to work, going to school, all the things on their way to downtown Wausau. And I just always envisioned something there. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, we started talking with this spatial architect who had helped us plan our renovations. And he mentioned a green wall. What's a green wall? And it's where you, you know, you grow ivy and you can grow, which is a non-edible, but you can also grow edible things like beans and tomatoes, any viney thing, and support that on a grid work. So we put in an application with Rise Up because I wanted that to be, I wanted a mural to be part of our space. And Jacqueline, well, the Rise Up board agreed to take us on because they liked the vision. And Jacqueline came over and, you know, we're telling her all about it and showing her the space. And she's like, are you sold on a paint mural? And I'd never even heard of a mural other than paint.
Right.
So, no, tell me more. And then she tells me about, you know, what she just said, you know, with the industrial embroidery. And we're like, oh my gosh, this is fantastic. Because part of that metal grid work, you know, we can kind of mimic that with our green wall when we're growing things up our building.
Mm-hmm. We're going to go away for a news update. Then we got to come back and we're going to delve more into this project. And also, I want to delve a little bit more into both the organizations, because again, I should not assume everybody, you come in once a month, and that I want to again underline what Good News does, but I Rise Up, and I want to find out a little bit more about, you know, maybe a little of the history of it as well, because I think people need to know about that as well. So we're going to go away for a quick news update. We'll get the news, weather, and the sports, and then we'll come back with more as we continue on this Wednesday morning. Sun is shining, beautiful start, and glad you could be with us here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. It is 9:34, again, 52 degrees here in downtown Wausau at our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. We are talking to Christine Daniels, who joins us every first Wednesday of the month from the Good News Project, and also Jacqueline Tokstorff from Rise Up. As Good News Project and Rise Up, both the nonprofits here in our area, are teaming up for a public art installation never seen before in our area. And before we get to get more of the specifics, I want to ask you again about the artist Raquel Rodrigo, because you were saying that she basically works a lot in Europe, has the one in Philadelphia. How the heck did you get connected with this talented person?
Yeah. So I'm a graphic designer by trade, so I had to oversee a book printing for an author. And it's always stressful working with the printing press, and if any little thing's off, then, you know, thousands of dollars worth of books are incorrect. So it's a very stressful job. So I took a walk out into a, like, kind of an abandoned naval yard in Philadelphia, and they had given her this building to work on just because they saw what she was doing and the connection to the Spanish Navy and stuff like that. And I walk around this just abandoned, you know, what would have been a sad brick building, and it's covered in roses of her industrial embroidery. And I was like, oh. So that was, you know, over 13 years ago. I fell in love with the idea of that. So, you know, when it took 13 years, but I found a project that paired perfectly with, you know, the vision and the values of the Good News Project, and seemed like a match made in heaven.
And yeah. Concerning the Good News Project with this mural, and that I think the way you finished it off is a good transition about, it's not just a mural. It has to connect with what you do as an organization, right?
For sure.
How does that do it in terms of the vision that you have right now for this project?
Well, for me, it connects in a lot of different ways. In the last year, we as an organization have taken on more drug court volunteers. And That has been an amazing journey for all of us. And we have seen some successes come out of it. And it just, it kind of opened our staff's eyes to realize, you know, how quick people are just to make snap judgments about people in our own community. And how that's just not the reality of the situation. I mean, we've gotten to the point where we have hugged and we have laughed and we have cried and we have celebrated with people who've gotten jobs. And so that was kind of one angle. And the other one was back in 2021, I was part of the first group of nine that supported the first refugee family from Afghanistan that came in. Mm-hmm. And I just heard last week that in the next year, at least another 200 refugees are coming into north central Wisconsin. And so we're getting people from all over the world. And I think it's a beautiful opportunity just to show that there are businesses and there are people who are welcoming and who want everybody to be part of this community. And so just the whole metaphor of interweaving, you know, with embroidery and acknowledging that all these different cultures have their own gifts and their own art that they are bringing to the table. What a cool thing to bring this to Wausau and even pluck someone from a completely different culture out to be the artist. I don't know if you like want to talk about the flower.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of her work revolves around floral patterns and stuff like that, but she wants to pick, we want to be intentional with flowers that we do choose that represent our area. And one of the first things she talked about was a purple cone flower, which is a very, you know, resilient flower in our area and stuff like that. And she just loves the metaphor of no matter where you came from, you can flourish, you know, as this flower in our city.
One of the, you're kind enough to send me some notes before our discussions. And one of the lines that kind of jumped out to me that kind of, I think, crystallizes in terms of what we were talking about here is that you say the organization's values revolve around relationship, environment, community, and respecting the dignity and worth of all people. And it sounds like that is kind of the vision that you want to bring visually with this. Would that be fair to say?
That would be very fair to say. And those are also my personal values. And so they're very meaningful to me. And, you know, that I am able to move this organization in the same direction in honor of our community is like, this is a personal thing too, right? This isn't just about Good News Project, but it is. but it's...
Is it about planting some seeds within your community?
It is.
And hoping that they will help grow and it's like a flower.
Yeah.
In terms of making a beautification of our community, both visually and within the soul of our community.
For real. And, you know, gardens have so many different colors and textures. And that's what I feel like our community has. And, you know, where our warehouse is located, just north of downtown Wausau, it's not the best neighborhood. But I actually live in that neighborhood as well. And so when I walk my dog, I encounter all people. And it's nice to get to know your neighbors in that way. There were a couple women, I was walking my dog just yesterday morning, and there were a couple women who were obviously refugees, and they were just chatting and looked very serious. And I looked at them and I said, good morning. And they both lit up and they said, good morning. And I was just like, if I hadn't even taken the moment to look up and say something, that interaction would never have happened. So I think we just have to really jump on those moments of connection with people, and then it'll be easier to get along with everybody.
You know, moments like that are both easy and hard when you think about it, because it really is easy, but at the same time, it is hard. I mean, I think for a lot of folks, it's hard to speak to people they don't know. And yet, when you do it, you realize that wasn't so hard at all. I mean, it's sort of a weird dichotomy, I think, in a lot of ways, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, I feel very fortunate that I just jumped on the opportunity to assist a refugee family in the first place, because that gave me the extra motivation to be like, oh, you know, I can tell this is what the situation is, and I just want them to feel welcome. Because I always, you know, I put myself in their shoes, in their position, and thinking, if I had to go to a completely different country, the language was different, the culture, the food, everything is different, I would want one person to smile at me and say hello.
Again, we're talking to Christine Daniels of the Good News Project, Jacqueline Tolksdorf of Rise Up, here on 98.9 WXCO. Jacqueline, let's talk a little bit more about Rise Up, because you're actually, it's not been that long you've been part of the organization. It sounds like it's a small organization, but I imagine that at this point, it's still an organization that has dreams and hopes of growing. Could you talk a little bit about where Rise Up is and maybe what the plans are as we move forward?
Yeah, our founders started in 2017, and it was a program to, you know, connect the community, engage the community in public art. And so I'm the newbie. As of May, I'm the program coordinator, so working on the future projects as well as working on our other initiative. We saw kind of a gap in our community of really needing a space and supplies for artists. We have, I hate this term, but we have a lot of starving artists in our city. And so September, we opened up our studio. Today's actually an open studio day. So we open up from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. every Wednesdays and Sundays, and it's free for the community to come. You can paint, you can knit, you can sew, you can do every craft under the sun, and we're all stocked with donated materials and supplies from our community. So everyone has an
Isn't
abandoned.
That awesome?
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds as though, again, maybe you can either can correct me or verify that when you talk about artists, it's both artists that are maybe further down the road and maybe people that just have it within their spirit that they want to get involved in it. Would that be fair to say for this open
time? Yeah. We have parents come with little kids who, God knows how quickly you go through craft supplies when you're a parent with a little kid. So, you know, if we can lend supplies to you, construction paper, anything, or have them start, you know, being around an art studio space where we have all the way up to very experienced painters who, you know, a studio space to rent is now the cost of an apartment. So we want to have that space available for them to start making them earning a living again, right, making their art and stuff like that.
Where again can folks go? Because I think we mentioned earlier, but for people maybe just had a spark that, man, it's coming today. It's coming today at 10 o'clock. So if people could be listening right now and maybe head on over, where do they go at 10 o'clock?
We're hiding in plain sight. You probably always drove by us on the way down to downtown Wausau. So we're at the Whitewater Music Hall. Yep. We're underneath Whitewater Music Hall. So we're that first door when you go to the area, and you can see our big mural that we did for the women's community there. That's our big beacon of, you know, for people like me who are directionally challenged, you can say park by the mural, and that's where we're at.
Going back to the project that we started with, what's the time frame on this? When can people expect to see it? What's the planning of this this very, I think, impressive project you're working on?
Yeah, so I don't want to bring anyone from another country to Wausau during the winter.
Really?
wonder why. But so in May, she'll be coming, and we will open up to the community to have events where they can sit in, maybe do some knitting, crocheting, embroidery themselves while she installs the mural in May. And we're really excited to have her. We want to show her a good time. She, you know, wasn't familiar with what Wisconsin is like. So, you know, I want to show her something besides a cow and stuff like that that she might have in her head. So we want to show her a good time, take her out to good restaurants.
Sure.
But we're still in the process of fundraising. Okay. So that's still a big deal. Right. And we have to have our funds raised by, I think you said, February. That's pretty key. So anyone who enjoys this little broadcast and wants to support great art and nonprofit initiatives could donate. Rise Up is doing the financial hosting of
yeah.
that.
So how do they say people, they hear it right now and they want to make a small donation or a big donation, whatever it may be, or anywhere in between, what do they do?
So right on our website, riseupart.org, we have a donation page.
What was that again, the address?
riseupart.org.
Okay, because you kind of did a double take there. I thought rise up.
We want to make
sure it's correct.
Yeah, you can type that out.
riseupart.org. Very good.
But yeah, riseupart.org, we have a donation section that you can specify. Oh, I'd like this to go specifically to our project. It's called the Good News Project on there, if you'd like it. So yeah, that's a great way to support. Otherwise, you can always reach out to me for marketing sponsorships. I'm at art@riseupart.org.
Very good. And again, beyond this whole, another line that I noticed when I was going through the notes again, talking about, yeah, this will be nice to look at, beautify the area, but it adds more than that. It does. Christine's shaking your head.
Yeah.
Again, it's not just about putting a mural up and people drive by, right?
That's correct. Yeah, it really is about, a beautiful piece of art. And it gives people a sense of pride in the area, too. So, if people feel like, oh, this is for me, I'm part of this, then, there's less graffiti. There's less crime in an area where people feel like they're a part of that community.
Strengthens bonds. And I saw those. Whenever you see those words, you look. Because, frankly, in this era, it's a little bit even more difficult. I think anything that we can do to connect ourselves within our communities when there's so many reasons why people are being torn apart, that's vitally important,
isn't
it?
For sure.
All right. Well, I tell you, it's been very interesting. It's always wonderful having you come by, Christine.
Thank you.
And Jacqueline, I hope that we have you back on again really soon because it sounds like a fantastic project. Wonderful that you're working together. Christine, again, for people that are interested in learning more about Good News Project, they can check you out online as well.
Yes, goodnewswi.com.
Nice and simple. And Rise Up again, Rise Art.
So
Rise
Up Art. Riseupart.org.
Ladies, again, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks and a lot, Chad.
Best of luck as the process continues. Yeah. And when this young lady comes in, I hope she comes here.
Ooh.
I would love
all
to
right.
meet her.
Yep.
I would love
yes.
to meet
yes.
her.
That
would
be
so
great.
Much fun.
Okay. All right. It's scheduled.
Next year. Next year. Yeah. We'll talk about that in the future.
Okay.
But
yeah.
I tell you, I hope that sounds like a be very interesting to learn about somebody who works in Europe like that and comes here to get the impression of what she sees here in Wisconsin. That'd be doggone. The wheels keep on turning.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Thank you again for both joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be right back. WX. Today is October the 2nd of 2024, day number 276 of this year. There are 90 days remaining in this year. The time is 9:52, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And there have been a few famous events that have occurred on this date in history, October the 2nd. 1919, 105 years ago today, President Woodrow Wilson suffered a stroke that left him partially paralyzed, but he, his wife, and other leaders in the administration hid the fact that he was in such serious health decline from the public for the rest of his term as president. So, again, it was a very interesting story for that next year and a half before he left office in early 1921. But President Woodrow Wilson suffered a stroke, left him partially paralyzed, but the American public did not know about it. And that happened 105 years ago today. On this date in 1950, the comic strip Peanuts by Charles M. Schulz was first published.
I love those.
Yeah, Charlie Brown and Linus and Lucy. And
my mom actually has a pretty impressive collection of the Peanuts, a comic That's just from over the years.
Yeah, they are just fantastic. So happy birthday to Peanuts. 74 years ago today. On this date in 2016, 8 years ago, Vin Scully broadcast his last Dodgers game after a record 67 seasons broadcasting the Dodgers. On this date in 2017, a sad day, legendary musician Tom Petty died of cardiac arrest in Los Angeles following an accidental overdose of painkillers for multiple ailments, including a broken hip. Those are a few of the famous events that occurred on this date in history, October the 2nd. Some famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Avery Brooks played Captain Sisko on Star Trek Deep Space Nine, turned 76 years old today. Sting, lead singer of The Police, went on to a long and successful solo career and also did some acting as well. He was in a Frankenstein movie, just like you are in a Frankenstein type play.
Oh.
So you and Sting have something sort of in common. But Sting turned 73 years old today.
Nice.
Actor Lorraine Bracco of the Dead Wives Club and The Sopranos is 70 years old today. Kelly Ripa, 53. Elizabeth McLaughlin of Pretty Little Liars and Hand of God is 30. And Akira Akbar of Captain Marvel turns 18 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Audiophile Day. It is Balloons Around the World Day. It is Guardian Angels Day. It is International Day of Nonviolence. It is International Walk to School Day. It is Custodial Worker Day. It is Fried Scallops Day. It is Name Your Car Day. Earlier this morning on Up North News, Pat was asking everybody if they named their car.
I named my car.
I did not. So what did you name your car? What's your car's name?
My car is called Madison.
Huh. Why?
I don't know. I just like the name Madison.
Very interesting.
I thought I'd give my car a little personality.
It is Pumpkin Seed Day. It is World Day for Farmed Animals and World No Alcohol Day. So those are the special days being acknowledged here on October the 2nd.
Very cool.
All right. It's time now for our number for the day. We do a number for the day quiz with Ian. We give Ian three different choices. So based on the math, he should get one out of three right just based on guessing. But we try to get a little better than that. Mm-hmm. Anything above 33% is a passing grade. Anything below 33% is a failing grade. But we call it a winning week, getting more right than wrong.
Yes.
So there's a sort of a difference. You get a C if you get two out of five right.
Three out of five is a B.
And then four.
Plus four out of five is an A. Five out of five is an A plus.
There you go. That's exactly the grading system that we do. Do you remember what the topic is for today?
A deodorant.
Deodorant!
And I have a feeling I know what the question is, but I hope I'm wrong.
Well, the number for the day is the percentage of men who say they don't use deodorant. That's what you thought?
Yeah. Well, I thought it was the percentage of people who don't use deodorant, but yeah, that's pretty cool. So the percentage of men who claim they don't? Or
yep.
They
say they don't use deodorant. All right.
Okay.
Is the correct answer 14%? Is the correct answer 19%?
Okay.
Is the correct answer 24%?
14, 19, or 24%?
These are the people that say they don't use deodorant.
Who say they don't. Oh, boy.
They're acknowledging the fact.
Okay.
14, 19, 24.
Okay, I'm going with my gut here. I'm going to say percentage of men who say they don't is 24. 24%. I'm going with C. It's my final answer. I'm sticking with C today.
All right. The correct answer for the number of the day, percentage of men who say they don't use deodorant is 14%.
Oh, the smallest number.
Yeah, sort of. At least it weren't close.
I was heading in the wrong direction.
Hey, 1 for 3, you're 33%. You're right where you need to be, but that means now the pressure begins starting tomorrow.
Yes, it does.
Got to get that one right. So, all right, well, have a good rest of your day. I'll see you later on for the Big High School Sports Show.
You too, Chad. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Have a good day.
And again, join us 6 till 8 for the Big High School Sports Show. We will have that coming up, but straight ahead, it's Matt and Air on Air. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. Keep it right here, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.